The Flint water crisis landed on Capitol Hill yesterday. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee called witnesses to testify on what went wrong in Flint. Mark Brush watched the hearings and has these takeaways for us.
Yep. I sat through all 4 hours of testimony on the Flint water crisis, and there was a lot of ground covered. But since this is radio, I'll try to break it down here in 2 minutes. First, let's remember why this story is so important. The health effects of lead exposure are irreversible. No one on the panel was thanked more than Leanne Walters. She's the mom who helped uncover what was going on in Flint. And she says today, her kids are still suffering.
My children are dealing with health issues. The one with the lead poisoning has a compromised immune system, and he's only gained 3.5 pounds in the last year.
There was plenty of blame tossed around for the problems that led to the crisis, but a lot of the heat was aimed at the EPA. The agency knew about the problem last April, but they sat on the information. Here's the committee chair, Republican Jason Chaffetz from Utah. He directed this question at the EPA's Joel Bove.
If you're trying to warn the citizens, let the citizens know, what's the number one thing you should let them know?
I think that that's exactly the right question to ask.
I'm asking you that question, and I'm glad you agree it's the exact right question. You're from the EPA. You're in charge of water quality. I want to know what the answer is.
It's important for EPA to go back and understand all the
facts. No, it's not. It's important for the EPA to tell the public that they're poisoning their kids if they drink the water.
Some people on the committee questioned whether the right witnesses were called in the first place. There was no Governor Snyder, no Darnell Early, and no Susan Hedman. The witnesses that were there from the EPA and the MDEQ were new to their roles. It led to a lot of answers that boiled down to, well, I don't know, or I wasn't there at the time. And that led Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright from Pennsylvania to say this.
How interested are we really in getting to the facts when they bring here witnesses who don't know what went on?
The committee members say they'll keep pushing for more answers, and they aren't the only ones. There are federal and state investigations, as well as ongoing legal fights. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced yesterday afternoon they've sent a public health strike team to Flint. HHS says it's sent in more than a dozen officers with the Commissioned Corps. That's a uniformed service of public health experts. They'll be doing follow-up medical visits with kids whose tests have come back with elevated levels of lead in their blood. We don't know how many kids they'll be visiting. The department did not make anyone available for an interview. Experts say there's no safe level of lead exposure. Lead is known to cause brain damage and behavior problems in kids. The damage is irreversible.
Our kids had every obstacle to success, and then they got lead.
That's Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha talking to a packed auditorium yesterday at the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. She's the Flint pediatrician who found the number of kids with elevated levels of lead in their blood nearly doubled after Flint switched its water source. Dr. Hanna-Attisha told the audience that her team and the state have grossly underestimated the number of kids exposed to lead. She says routine lead screening would not catch spikes in lead in infants.
Because we screen for lead at 1 and 2, and the half-life of lead is only 20 to 30 days, so we missed the peaks of these babies. So these babies who were on formula, imagine these moms, they wake up at 3 a.m., baby wants a bottle, babies want warm bottle, you get warm tap water, which increases lead leaching, and for the first 6 months of life, which is exclusive breastfeeding or bottle feeding, that baby is getting lead-laced formula.
She says those are the kids who need the most aggressive intervention, the ones who were exposed to lead in their water as babies. And she says that means doctors need to follow their brain development closely, and they need access to good nutrition, preschool, and early literacy programs. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.